Welcome to 21. I'm Drew Lasker. I'm a family man, professional athlete, and business owner of Train Harder 21 and 21 Media. Yvonne Harris and I have teamed up and created this podcast to explore the life lessons that come along with being an athlete. Why 21? It's my jersey number and a key part to my great fortune and career. So it seems fitting for this podcast.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Harris. I'm a proud boy mom and an advocate for efforts that improve the lives of women and children. Experiencing success as an athlete or in any facet of life does not happen by accident. There must be clarity, intention, and the willingness to pivot. Our guests on 21 share their journeys in ways that cause you to reflect, assess, and then take action. We are so thankful for the stories shared on this podcast because Drew and I know their wisdom shortens someone else's path to success. Enjoy this episode of 21.
Welcome to another episode of 21. To all of our listeners out there, you know, it's year 2021. This is the year. This is the year for us, Yvonne and I, here on the show. And then hopefully for you guys out there, hopefully you guys have tried to start out the year becoming the best version of yourself. And we're going to help you through that journey today as we bring on someone who knows all about becoming the best version of you. Not only is she a former college athlete, former TV star, we bring on Executive National Vice President for Arbon, Evelyn Bennett. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Drew, how are you? Happy 2021. We're 4 days in and we're loving it so far, right?
You can say that. Of course we are.
Evelyn, thanks for joining us today. We're glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so thankful to be here and excited to catch up a little bit with my college friend, which college sometimes feels like it was a couple days ago. And then I'm like, wow, that was quite a long time ago, Drew. You look the same. I know I do as well.
Yeah, you do. Of course. I mean, it was only 20 years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
That sounds a long time. I'm going to pretend like it was a little bit ago. So excited to be here. Thank you, friends.
Awesome. Well, to break the ice on the show, we're going to play a little game with you, which we call 21 Questions with 21. So we're just going to throw you right in the hot seat. So don't think about it. We're going to fire off some questions to you. And you just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Sounds good.
All right. So the first question we got is Whataburger or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Beer or tequila?
Beer. Tequila makes you crazy. Mm-hmm. You remember that from college, friend.
Hey, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think I know the answer to this one. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Texans or Cowboys?
Oh my dear. Cowboys.
Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, but I don't eat meat, so.
Las Vegas or Miami?
Miami, because it has a beach, right, Yvonne?
Exactly. IHOP or Waffle House?
I guess I'd say Waffle House. I've heard my husband likes it. I wouldn't eat it either, but.
It's fantastic at like 3 o'clock in the morning. East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Grilled or fried?
Grilled.
Car or truck?
Truck.
Bluebell or Häagen-Dazs?
I guess I'd say Häagen-Dazs. Häagen-Dazs?
There you go.
Coke or Pepsi?
These ones are tough. I don't do any of this stuff. I'd say Coke, or real Coke with real sugar.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Xbox or PlayStation?
I don't even know the difference of either of those. Pass.
Dishes or laundry? I know you know a little bit about that.
Dishes.
City or country?
Country.
And finally, when you like to unwind, are you going with the club or the house party?
House party, every time.
Evelyn, you are now off the hot seat.
Good.
Thanks for playing with us.
That was good. That was a good warm up. Those questions sound like they are tailored to Drew.
I told you that was 20 years ago, girl. Anyways, again, this is about you. So again, thank you for joining us today. Let's just dive right into it. Just tell us a little bit about where'd you grow up and the places that you lived.
Yeah, so I'm from Medford, Oregon, which is a really small town, 40 miles north of the California border. And we say Oregon, not Oregon. I don't know where you're listening from as you're listening to this recording, but I grew up there 18 years and played sports all my life and ended up down in San Diego, which is where Drew, you and I met, and ended up living there and had a great time down in San Diego, a super fun, beautiful place. And then ended up heading over to Reno, Nevada for my first job out of college. And we say, again, another state that people sometimes mispronounce, we say Nevada, not Nevada. And so that's a little bit of my journey and really where I started. And now I live here in St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands with my family. We have twins. They're 7 years old, a little boy and a little girl. And I live here with my husband. I call him Bry Guy Hennebrenner, but you need to call him Bry Guy. And we're changing life up a lot these days and really loving it during these times that are a little bit crazy for everybody around the world. So it's been such a blessing.
Well, the next time we do this interview, Evelyn, we need to do it in person with you in the Virgin Islands.
Right? Oh, we love the visitors. We are all about the visitors. And I know people love visiting here. So we've got lots of space here for friends.
Yes, it's so beautiful there. But let's go back to, you mentioned growing up playing sports. What are some of the sports that you played in high school?
High school, I did shot put, which I had like the skinniest arms for shot put. So I did track, I did shot put, I did the relay. So track and field, I did volleyball and I did basketball. So I had to really pick as I went into high school, which sports I was going to do. I was really tall growing up. I'm not as tall as Drew, but pretty tall. So I had my pick of the litter as I went into high school. So those are the three that I focused on.
Oh, wow. And then walk us through your college decision. What got you to college in California? And did you play sports there? Just share that with us.
Yeah. So college, I had to decide again, kind of early on in high school, what I was going to focus on, whether it was basketball or volleyball. And I ended up being tall, but not tall enough to be amazing. So I had to really work. I was one of those people who worked really, really hard to get playtime in any way. So I picked basketball just because I had a great coach and mentor while I did play volleyball the entire time as well. So I picked basketball and went on to look at schools really on the West Coast and said, you know, I want to get out of Oregon and kind of experience another place. I'm all about that, new things and new adventures. So that's how I ended up in San Diego. I wanted a faith-based school. So Drew and I went to Point Loma Nazarene University, which was really exciting. And it was also a smaller school for me, which was great in a lot of ways, and a place where I could find my ground. So I played basketball there. And that's where Drew and I met, through the guys' team and the girls' team.
So you played basketball, you wanted a faith-based school, which many of our listeners will definitely understand, but what did you actually study while you were there?
I studied broadcast journalism. So I started out communications and moved over to broadcast journalism. A lot of people always think that I was in front of the camera. I wasn't. I never was really comfortable with that. It was not my deal at all. So I actually was the person, it's called a news producer, that when you see the news, a lot of people don't get the news at 5 p.m. anymore, right? They get the news on their phone or they get the news on Facebook or however they're getting it. But back then, even growing up, you got the news through the newspaper. You got the news through the 5 p.m. newscast. So I was the person who produced that, meaning wrote the content for the people who presented the news. And so that was my field. And I worked at NBC in San Diego all through college, which was amazing. I started out as an intern. I actually worked overnight while doing basketball and doing full-time school and all the things. It was really, I don't know how I did that. I guess when you're young, right, Drew? Drew and I have young kids, we know. You do too, Yvonne. When you're young, you figure it out. So I figured it out. I worked overnights and then worked my way up to producing some of the newscasts down there, which was really awesome and exciting and such a blessing in all the ways. I learned a lot down there. It was a great station.
Well, let's pause there, Evelyn, because Drew and I talk a lot when we have guests on. A lot of people don't see the hustle or the grind that goes on behind the scenes. So you were in classes during the day, you were practicing, and then you were working nights.
Yeah, I worked nights. Well, I started out, I wasn't even actually working because I was an intern. So I worked for free, but you know, that was, I knew that was the way to get my foot in the door. And that station down there was owned and is still owned and operated by NBC. So it was a great station, amazing, incredible people. I still have so many friends down there who've moved different stations. So I was excited to be there. We, you know, we kind of had that small Today Show feel. We were downtown in the gas lamp and the whole deal, which was so cool. So I jumped in and figured it out. And I don't know when I slept, but I did. And did all the things. But yeah, I was willing to do whatever. And then summer came and I was able to do more because obviously I didn't have all the school commitments and basketball, and then took on more of a role at the station, which was, you know, just a great experience overall.
Was this common knowledge that you were juggling all these things at the time? Was specifically with your coach and friends and because I'm totally in awe. I didn't know that you were juggling all of these things back then.
I don't know, Drew. I was just doing it. Like, you were doing your thing, right? And you were off and, you know, you just figure it out. You go and do the things you need to do. I know I wasn't going to go to the WNBA. I knew that was not in my future. So I knew while I loved the community and the tribe of, you know, our team, I also knew that I needed to really focus on what my next step was going to be and where that was going to go. And so that was important to me for sure.
So what attracted you to TV producing? That's really interesting to me.
Yeah, I always loved television news, and I just honestly, I had stage fright. And so I wasn't, I have a lot of people who ask me like, oh my goodness, where are you? I'm like, no, I was not. Like, I'm not good at that. In the career that I have now, I definitely speak in front of gatherings and groups, which is so funny because it was just so out of my comfort zone. So I knew I was still really intrigued and excited about the stories people told and their lives and the happenings. But I knew that I needed to take like that behind the scenes aspect. It's also super fast paced and it's a fun industry. It's changed a lot, but it's a fun industry. So I was excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. You talked about how it's changed a lot, and from a diversity and inclusion lens, which, you know, that word we see, you know, thrown around a lot here as of recently. How has that media industry changed since the time you started, and how have opportunities for women increased both in front and behind the camera?
I mean, you would know too as well, Drew. I mean, you see, you know, I'm not in the news anymore in that industry, but my husband is, you know, really passionate about sports. So I see the women who are doing, you know, just in sports broadcasting alone is so awesome. I'm like so impressed, and their knowledge and their passion is so cool. And there's a space for them, right? Which is great. And you know that if there's a space for them in front of the camera, there's a space for them behind the camera. And so I think a lot, like a lot of industries, you know, things have just become like, it's not about the face that you have or any stereotypes. It's more about who you are. And again, the hustle, and are you willing to work for it? And it's the best candidate for the job. And so it's exciting to see. And there's also so many other mediums now where people get their news and people are respecting those. So it's not just about, again, like I talked about that 5 p.m. newscast. It's like, where are you going to get your news and who do you trust and value in that? And so it can come from a lot of different ways and through different voices. And, you know, I think people are super accepting of that now, which is amazing and awesome. And it's so exciting to see.
Yeah, I totally agree, especially, you know, the opportunities that women have been given specifically in the sports industry, because it's a fresher breath hearing different perspectives when it comes to sport in particular. But when you think of television, you know, that's a dream that a lot of kids have, being involved in TV or being on TV. And obviously you are a producer, so you are behind the scenes. Would you say that that industry is as glamorous as you think it is at when you're a kid?
I would say it's not, but probably like every single industry that we look at, right? Even we have friends today and they're in an industry and we're like, wow, that sounds amazing. And that sounds like perfection, right? Even what you do, Drew, right? There's another aspect to it, right? You got to work for it and you got to make exchanges. I don't call them sacrifices. And so same in television news, the hours are crazy in any kind of news industry, really, because you have to be the first one on the game, and you work holidays and you work overnights and you work early mornings and late nights and the whole deal. And that's what you do to get the job done. So it's just part of it. And are you willing to make the exchanges to do something you love? If you are, then you're going to have a great time doing it.
Absolutely. I recently joined Sky Sports, which is kind of similar to ESPN out there in the States. And, you know, after my first experience, that was my first live experience. And I didn't realize, like you mentioned, how much work goes into the magic of television, you know, being in front of the camera is a lot of hard work, but more importantly, behind the scenes, the role that you had. And after that first game that I did, I sent out a mass text to everyone involved in production. And I was just like, you guys are the real stars because you guys put in the real work, the hours to make this happen. So my respect level for this industry has totally gone up since kind of being involved in it. But what are some downsides in media entertainment that people don't really get to see?
I would say, you know, being willing to transition quickly. So one of the things, one of the reasons I'm no longer in media is because you had to be willing to move, like physically move markets and to move your career. I thought I was willing to do that. And when I got to Nevada, I met my now husband. And so I thought he was really establishing his career. And I was like, I'm not leaving. So then that really limited me and how I could advance. So you got to be willing to kind of be on the move and, you know, move stations, move papers, move websites, whatever it is, and move cities. Now the world looks a little different. So you can do that. And then, you know, I think too, that people think because you might be in media, you make, you know, a certain kind of income, which a lot of times people think that, and you really got to know what you're getting into as far as that as well. But if you love it, I say go for it. Like there's still a space and a place for that. People still want to be informed by somebody they know, like, and trust. And so if that's something you're passionate about, you'll figure out a way. Also, if you have that hustle, like we talked about, then there's a spot for you.
What are some of the stories that you covered that had the greatest impact on you?
Drew, I don't know if you remember the fires. I'm trying to remember what year. College literally is a blur for many reasons, but we had those fires. I think that one had been 2006 or seven in San Diego that were like consuming, and you know, all of Southern California was on fire, and we worked and worked and worked and worked, and just the wind was crazy. I mean, so many, you know, factors in there, and just being a part of that on the front lines and working with the field who was out in the field and working, you know, just trying to update people and keep people safe and being that voice for people was, you know, just a lot of natural disasters tend to be that way in media. So that was my first experience with that. I had many others, but that was probably my most memorable.
Well, you mentioned that in media, your decision maybe to transition related to wanting to not travel anymore or move and wanting to stay in Nevada. Is that when you transitioned to Arbonne?
Yeah. So I was introduced to Arbonne in 2008. And that was the same year Bry Guy and I were married, and wasn't really looking for network marketing, as we're called in Arbonne. So it was 13 years ago, but was excited about a different opportunity and really saying, okay, this is something I could do here and, you know, continue. My husband was really establishing his career at the time in Nevada. And so we knew we were staying there. And so I was looking for something that could be a stepping stone for me that I was also excited about and passionate about. Cause I'm all about doing things that, like, you know, drive you every single day to get up earlier, stay up later, you know, work hard, the whole deal. So, yeah.
So now you're an executive VP with Arbonne. Firstly, when you started 13 years ago, did you see yourself with this type of title for this company?
I don't think that I really had any of that on my radar. I think I was inspired by the people. I was inspired by, you know, the philosophy of, you know, focusing on positivity and focusing on wellness. And so I don't know that I necessarily saw, you know, where I am today, but I definitely saw some possibilities and leveling up in my life, which at any time you're presented with something like that, whoever's listening, then that's exciting. Right. And so I was excited about possibilities. I guess that's as far as I could take it back then.
So is this something that you would recommend to others, whether it's Arbonne or any other type of entrepreneurship? I mean, you're running your own business.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know what I would say is figure out what you want to do and figure out how you're going to do it, whatever that is for you. And whatever the things are that drive you and make you excited, figure out a vehicle that's going to help you do that. And Arbonne has been that vehicle for me. And I'm so thankful and blessed for this company and the whole deal. And so that's been a great puzzle piece and a fit for myself and my family. So whatever that looks like for you, figure that out and go and make that happen, whether it's, starting your own business, whether it's aligning yourself with another company or a person, you know, there's so many options. I think the world is so small these days, right? With technology and social media and just, you know, the way that we operate versus even 10 years ago, that there's so many opportunities to find your passion and go with it.
But give us some tactics, Evelyn. When you say figure it out, you say it so authentically, and that's what you've done all your life. You mentioned a few moments ago, you knew you weren't going to the WNBA and you figured it out. You knew you weren't moving, so you transitioned from television and you figured it out. How do you figure it out? And I think your advice and your tips could even help some people right now who are trying to figure out what to do in 2021.
Yeah, one of my best friends, he doesn't know we're best friends, but his name is John Maxwell, and he says, great leaders take time to think, right? So we have to take time to think every single day, give ourselves that space, and then be open to receiving what that could be. And that is one thing that I do. I still am really passionate about exercise. I'm really passionate about my faith, my miracle morning, my quiet time, you name, those are the things that work for me. And so I've always taken time to think. I've always also sought wise counsel in my life. That is also very important. And it's been so just influential in my decision-making. And so saying, okay, here's what I see. What do you see that's different? And with the people who you trust and know. And so give yourself that time. The world can be small, but it also can feel very busy. And all of a sudden we wake up and we're like, how did I end up here? Right. So giving yourself the chance to figure it out. I don't know. Maybe it's intuition. It's probably not. I do a lot of personal growth and development. So I try to make sure that I get the wise counsel of the people, my real friends, and then my author friends.
Tell us about Miracle Mornings.
Oh, it's an amazing book. I got to find the author. I was just telling another friend about it. Miracle Morning. So just how do you start your day every day? What does that look like? For me, I'm a super early riser, 4:30, 5 a.m., I take time for my spiritual life. I take time for my physical well-being. And then I take time for my business self. I give myself about, you know, 2 hours. I do not want to see anybody in the whole wide world for about 2 hours in the morning. So if I'm waking up with my kids, I am behind on my day and my day is running me, right? So I've always been up even before I had the babes, the Bennett babes, just been up way before everybody, get it done. And then I'm ready to go, right? I'm ready to conquer the day on my own terms. And I've taken care of me and I've got my to-do list and I've got things going and my day is not overrunning me. The days that I'm not up early, I'm behind all day long. So I'm not perfect at it, but I definitely strive to be a strong member of the 5 a.m. club. And I probably always will be. My mom's an early riser too. So I think a little bit that's in me, but I do have an alarm set in case I don't wake up.
I love that. Just specifically on this podcast, we constantly talk about becoming the best version of yourself. And I think that's great advice that you just mentioned about, you know, 2 hours before you see anybody. That would be, you know, I think that's difficult for most, but it's true. Like even if you, you know, you're married or you got kids or you got job, you have to find time for self. And that's really important in personal growth. But what advice would you give someone who wanted to join Arbonne or become an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I would say figure out the things like really what we just talked about. What are the things that are you're passionate about? And what's a vehicle that could help you get to that place? And if Arbonne's the fit for you, that's exciting and that's awesome. And we're always here for that. If it's something else, then it's something else. I have friends who do, I mean, look at you, Drew. I have friends, look at all the things you're doing. I follow Drew on social media and we haven't stayed super close, but I see him, right? And he's doing all the things. I have a friend who owns a fashion truck and it's this big pink truck and she drives it around and she's incredible and she has beautiful clothes and she loves it and she's doing her thing, right? She figured it out. She bought a beat up truck and she's doing it from scratch, right? So what's the thing that's your thing? What is it? Like what drives you every single day? Like give yourself that time in the morning, figure it out. And then go talk to some people. You know, the other thing that I've learned on our move here to St. John, you guys, we've been in our comfort zone in Nevada for a really long time. It's been, you know, we ski, we know the deal, we know the all the things, right? We know all the people, we know a place to go. So we're down here. We're not doing all different things, right? And so I also remind people, get rid of the EGO. That ego has no place in this life. Like be willing to learn, be willing to ask questions, be willing to be the new guy. guide, be willing to be mentored, be willing to tag along, be willing to be the, you know, the intern at NBC for no pay overnight, because you're going to learn from the best. Like, be willing to be, you know, 39 years old over here and saying, I'm out of my comfort zone every single day. I'm doing new things. I'm willing to say, I have no idea what I'm doing, probably going to mess up, but I'm here for it. I'm here for life. I'm here for being out of the zone. And that's where life is all about, you guys. It's all about living out of the comfort zone. And so if you're willing to do that and get rid of the ego and say, what are the things I really want to do? Who's doing it, or who could help me along the way? And how could that look to where I could get to be back on the path? Because most of us, right, are on the path where we really want to be in line with who we are and all the things. How could you be back on that path of living the best version of you, which is really being in alignment with what you love and what's true to you? And it's just the vehicle of what that looks like day to day, right? Drew, you know that. So.
Well, Evelyn, you're so inspirational. And to those who are listening, I know you're listening to Evelyn just like I am and saying she's got it all together. She's perfect. How do I ever get to that place? But what she's really saying is you get to your best place and put in the work, put in the time. A moment ago, she said, you know, she wakes up 2 hours earlier. Even if you can't do 2 hours, start with 15 minutes, start with 30 minutes. Where you are, and eventually you'll get to your optimal point. But don't listen to her and then just say, oh, I'll never get there, I'm just going to stay where I am. Baby steps. And I tell Drew all the time, his superpower is patience. So I know he's listening to some of this and saying, okay, I can totally do that. And he's going to put it to work for him, but it may take him a span of time.
I mean, it's true what you said, Yvonne, because a lot of people might be listening to Evelyn and be like, you know, that can't be me. And we talk about this as well. People, you know, that they look up to on social media and that they inspire to be. And then, you know, they think it's daunting because, you know, the level that they're at. But like you mentioned, like, first of all, it's all about starting. That's the most difficult part about the journey is just beginning. And your journey is your journey. So you don't need to compare to anybody else. Let the wind take you where it's going to take you. And I think that's so important for so many people out there. They're just afraid to even try, you know. And, you know, my coach that you know, Evelyn, Coach Wilmore, he gave me the best advice back there at Point Loma when I was kind of struggling with my game a little bit and started getting a little bit timid. And he was like, you know, failure isn't actually missing the shot. You know, failure is being afraid to take the shot. And, you know, I've taken that with me for the rest of my career. So, you know, for our listeners out there, don't be afraid to try.
Perfectly said, my friend. Perfectly said.
Any career advice for college students, Evelyn, who are trying to figure it out, you know, trying to find that next step? You know, what's some advice that you would give? And who were your mentors and who were your sponsors during that period?
Yeah, that's a great one. Well, first of all, if you're in college, you're doing amazing things, right? Because school probably looks a lot different than you predicted it would. So we are cheering you on and we're like, keep on going and keep on doing the thing. Also, I think we start out at one spot and maybe we go that whole way like our generations before us did, and we stay in the same career and we do that thing. I see a lot of friends now, including me, who we start at one spot in school and then we kind of shift things, right? So give yourself the space and the grace to try some other things and figure it out and navigate what your true north is, right? Whatever that looks like. I have had incredible mentors all through college, all through high school, all through middle school, people who really brought me up through sports. Really coaches, teammates, you know, assistant coaches, fan, you know, name it, other, you know, teammates, parents, you know, it's a tribe and a community. I'm so blessed for that. And then coming out of that in TV news, I didn't have that as much. You get into the workplace and, you know, Drew, you're still playing the sports. You still got your crew, right? But I didn't have that as much. And I was like, oh my dear, I'm missing my tribe. So Arbon really has brought me, again, the mentorship, the community, the friendships, the empowerment, and, you know, the opportunity to be challenged and say, are you living the best version of you every single day? Because if you're not, we know it. And we're going to call you out a little bit, all out of love. And so make sure you surround yourself in that way, whether it's through, you know, a Bible study, through team event. You know, a lot of us don't play sports anymore, but if you do, that's awesome. If not, then find yourself a tribe and a community that's really not just level with you, but people who, when I was introduced to Arbonne, you know, 13 years ago, I met these men and women. I'm like, yes, like I want to be you when I grow up, right? You inspire me and I want to like level up myself in all these ways. And so it's always important to surround ourselves with it, those kind of people wherever we are in life.
What are your intentions for 2021?
2021. I've got some really big goals. I had some really big goals last year, accomplished some of them. It's a good thing I didn't do all of them, right? Because then they were too small. So back at the drawing board, and we are here living on a rock in the middle of the Caribbean with my kids and figuring that part out and getting set with my business. I'm excited to get back on the road a little bit and do some connecting and some travel, because that's something I love to do with Arbonne. And that's going to be really fun. And just, again, surrounding myself with some amazing people this year is, it's always what it is. It's my favorite part of what I do, get to do, and to be inspired in that way. And so we're looking for some big growth and just, you know, abundance in all the ways.
I'm getting warm and on fire just listening to you. If you could go back and speak to a younger Evelyn, what would you say?
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't review these questions before. My goodness, I should have been a better journalist, right? Younger
what
Evelyn.
Questions? This is just a conversation.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's just a conversation. That's right. I saw there was questions, but no, there were not. Younger Evelyn, I would say, don't take yourself so serious. Don't take it so serious, right? I think we see that a lot. Even as we see the generations, you know, before us, I look at my mom and my dad and my grandparents and things like that. And I'm like, okay, I should have listened to you a little bit more and not taking all this so serious. So that would be my advice. Enjoy the journey, right? Enjoy all the things.
Absolutely.
And like you mentioned earlier, you know, part of that is letting go, that E-G-O. But finally, what's next for you?
Well, like we talked about, I'm finally set here. We just moved here recently. So that was towards the end of 2020 and, you know, I'm getting set. And so our family is set now, which is really important. I'm you know, I always say God first, family second, Arbonne third. So Arbonne's coming back in. I got God's all good there. My family's all set. And so here comes Arbonne, and we've got some big goals to do. It's been 13 years with Arbonne. So I'm so blessed with the people I have here and just excited for a year of awesome growth and health. Always looking to level up. There's always the next level, friends, right? In health. There's always the next level in our business, in our personal growth game. It's got to be on point, right? So my friend read 49 books last year, personal growth books. I did not. So I've got to up my game, and she's reading a book a week. My friend is. Those are kind of friends you want to have, friends, right? She's reading not a novel, like a personal growth book a week. So I'm like, I'm going to up my game there. My growth game is going to be huge. My healthy living game is going to be huge. And staying out of my comfort zone, right? That's my theme this year. I'm out of my zone. I'm doing all the things. And so I'm going to continue doing that, because I know that's where big growth comes from too.
Surrounding yourself around people who push you is so important. But before we let you out of here, when you're starting your day at 5 a.m., or when you're just trying to get in that zone, what's on your playlist?
Oh, my playlist. I did actually peek at that question. I listen to very little music because I'm listening to podcasts all the time. I'm listening to personal growth. Like, my kids are like, Mom, can we listen to music? It's only when my husband's in the car. So I love Fleetwood Mac. I love all the oldies and the goodies, and I love all the hip hop. I love all of it. He plays all of it when we're all together. But when it's just me, you guys, I'm zoning. I'm doing laundry. I'm either on a call or I'm listening to Audible. Like, I'm not listening to music right now. You guys, like, I'm like 39. I'm like, okay, I gotta get my life going. This is go time. This is prime time, grind time, right? Like, we gotta get it done. So that my playlist is my personal growth game. So unless my family's around, then we dance, party, and do all the thing.
That's great. Yes. Love it. So 21 is in your rotation for podcast.
Oh yeah. I gotta get it in there, actually. Yes, I'm adding it right now.
Hey, we got the type of people that I think would inspire you, just like you've inspired us and our listeners out there. So, Evelyn, we really appreciate your time today. Keep killing it out there. Keep setting the standard and keep trying to become the best version of you.
Yes. Thank you, friend. Appreciate the time.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in. To the athletes, keep being the best you can be. Run your race with excellence. To the parents of athletes, let's continue to support our children with patience, grace, and understanding, learning to recognize how to truly become the guides and the stewards that we are supposed to be. To everyone, be willing to share your experiences to help others along their paths, and always be open to the wisdom that comes your way.
For more information about the 21 Podcast, 21 Media, and services provided by Train Harder 21, visit the website at drewlasker.com and follow us across all social media platforms. Remember to add this podcast to your playlist, subscribe, rate, and review. Until next episode of 21, Train Harder.